It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today's April 26, 2024. Happy National Hairball Awareness Day. Yes, I learned about hairballs when I was a kid, and I woke up one morning to a hairball right on my blanket, courtesy of my cat Bubbles. Fun stuff being a kid. Let's get into the birthdays, folks. Channing Tatum, 43. Melania Trump, 53. Kevin James, a.k.a. Douglas Heffernan, 58. Kane, the wrestler, 56. And Carol Burnett, 90. Way to go, Carol. See, being, you know why she lived to 90? It's because she's a comic. She's, you know, she's not an angry person by nature. Also on this day in history, 1986, Chernobyl nuclear accident occurred in Ukraine. Great. That's wonderful. 1989, Lucille Ball died at 77. Yes, I learned how to drive a boat in her hometown. And in 1865, John Wilkes Booth died by a hole puncher wound on a farm in Virginia. Pretty cool stuff there. All right, let's get into the news, shall we? That's what we're really here for, aren't we? Massive fire breaks out on historic Southern California Pier. This was in Oceanside. I believe it's just a little bit south of San Diego. I've got a subtitle here. The nearly 2,000-foot-long wooden pier was built in 1888. Holy cow. Pretty pier, though. I mean, it had a, you know, it's one of those California piers with the restaurant, and it's kind of like a boardwalk sticking out in the ocean. TMZ. King Charles' funeral plans reportedly being updated. That's, you know, can we wait till things happen here? My God. If I'm, you know, if I fall ill, please don't, like, plan my funeral around me. That would really increase my bumness. Looks like the only thing they will reveal is that it's not prostate, but they have not disclosed the actual type of cancer it is, so that's still up in the air. TMZ, TikToker Eva Evans found hanging in an apartment, left self-deletion note behind. Yeah, we know what that self-deletion means, don't we? Got to be careful what we say around here. That's sad. No, she probably had mental illness, you know, and combined drugs. I'm not saying she was on drugs, but a lot of people mentally ill start doing heavy drugs to try to cope, and that just really makes things worse. They need to take drugs, but, you know, like prescribed drugs to help them, not to mess them up. Another one from TMZ. Courtney Cox reveals longtime partner Johnny McDade broke up with her during couples therapy. Yeah, I don't think the therapy took. You know, it is what it is. She's not really that hot anymore. He's probably tired of her, in all honesty. I'll be honest. I would not want to be with a relationship with one of these Hollywood women. There's no damn way. No way. Fox News, Alabama set execution date for man convicted of whacking delivery driver during attempted robbery. Seriously? He has this coming. I mean, subtitle, Keith Gavin is scheduled to be executed on July 18th for the 1998 shooting death of William Clayton Jr. In all the comments in after the article, they were all about how it took way too long. He was convicted in like 98, and here it is, 2024. That's way too long. One guy said some of the family members of the deceased probably passed on, didn't even get to see this guy get what he has coming. So we've got to speed that up, folks. We've got to speed it up. Reuters, Harvey Weinstein's rap-pay conviction is overturned by top New York court. Possible retrial. 16. Yeah, thing is he was found guilty in California and got 16 years, but he is going to appeal that one. I think that's already in the works, but I just saw an article or a headline that said he has no chance of having the California appeal overturned. Their district attorney is saying that. So, but of course they're going to say that. They're not going to say their case was weak. But we'll just see if he gets that California case overturned, he's walking the streets again with a walker or something. He doesn't look good. I saw footage of him. He might just be acting like that. You know, we'll see when he gets set free. He'll probably start jogging if he gets set free, which I hope. If he's innocent, I hope he does get set free. I think that the whole thing is the proof. Like, they say, well, you've got all these people coming forward saying he did something. Okay, well, if you've got all these people, then at least one of you should have some kind of physical proof, some kind of audio, something. There's got to be proof. CNN, an Ohio company, is selling a robot dog with a flamethrower on its back for under $10,000. You know what? I've been saying, I don't need a dog, but I might get one of these dogs. That sounds really cool. I'm kind of scared that I would burn my house down, in all honesty. Honestly, I don't have 10 grand for a robot flamethrowing dog right now. CNN, Chinese owner denies it's willing to sell TikTok as U.S. ban looms. Tony, it's looking like TikTok's out of here. I forget who the source was, but a Beatle guitar is going up for auction. The auction house says it's going to be the most expensive ever, but of course they're saying that they're going to beef the price up as much as they can. But apparently the current record is a guitar that was played in I Want to Hold Your Hand, and that went for $2.4 million. So, if you're one of these billionaires out there, I know that's a lot, but that would be cool to have a guitar that the Beatles played on the albums, like not just played, but guitars that were used in the recordings on their albums. That would be cool. I'm not going to lie. Got one from Weather Channel. This is actually our first good news story. Storm knocks nest from tree, but baby bald eagle is rescued. Awesome. I forgot. I meant to go look and see where this happened. It did happen in the United States. I do know that, or else it wouldn't be that sentimental. They took the bird to a wildlife rescue place, nursed it back to health. And the interesting part of the story really is how they reintroduced it back into the wild. Actually, they reunited it with its family. But they put it in a laundry basket and attached a laundry basket up near probably the family's nest. And they just rekindled their family relationships there. All right, we've got one more good news one. But before we do that, I just want to say, please subscribe. Definitely need you. And no matter what platform you're on, Spotify, I think that one's Share or Notify. Or I forget. I don't know what all the things are, but click on the things that help. You know what I mean. So let's get into the second good news and the last story of the episode. Solar balconies are booming in Germany, and you can plug in and install them yourself. I saw a picture of this. It looks really cool. I mean, if you're going to do the solar thing, this is a way more fashionable way to do it than having these things on your roof. They incorporated it into... Now, over in Europe, they're all about some modern design and stuff, contemporary stuff. And you can incorporate them into that style a little easier. But yeah, cool. Go check it out. That's at the Good News Network. So, folks, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all had a great week. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't go out drinking and driving this weekend. It's not worth it. And until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.